Attention villagers, this is Resident Services with another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are, from Iloilo, Tentative Life RJ. Yes, live tentatively. From Fantasy Key, Overboard Boss Miranda.
I am a boss, a true boss.
From Lollywood and Pizza Rizzo, Invested Defender Casey.
Hold the line.
And from Harmonia, Late Night Designer Adam.
Hello.
So
Adam, so tired. Would love to be anywhere but here right
but
now.
But this Zoom.
Anywhere but this Zoom.
Adam, I wish you could just cheer up. You know who you should be more like? Pave. Be more like Pave, Adam.
Yeah, be because like best Pave.
If you could choose anyone, choose a Pave.
Were we supposed to figure out for this week
who our dreamies are? Because I didn't do that.
No.
We're talking about Pave right now. Pave
is a sheep.
He's coming. They're coming.
It's
They're
a peak. Coming.
Oh, Pave. Pave.
Pave.
Pave. I'm on board with Pave.
Gorgeously, Pave is a...
Who was I thinking of? Oh, Pietro. I was like, who is... Oh.
Yeah, you're like, I don't want to be a part of this conversation. What?
Got it.
Mama, Pietro was spooky season. Pietro is...
Yeah, Pietro is out.
In hibernation, Mama.
Mm-hmm. He's floated away on a balloon somewhere.
But Pave is
who's
coming.
In? Pave.
Pave.
Pave, Pave, Pave.
Pave, Pave, Wait, Pave.
Can we stop?
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Casey's like, okay, I'm done hearing the word.
So, festival is February 15th, and I was doing a little research for the pod, and I was doing a little TTing, and I accidentally went to February 1st. Well, I didn't accidentally. I definitely went to February 1st. And so, that's where, once you're hearing this, it'll already be a couple days, obviously, since this started, but in case you haven't played since February 1st. Items are available in Nook's Cranny, like in the seasonal spot. So I got a confetti blower.
Oh.
You just set it. It's like a confetti machine. You set it down and turn it on and confetti blows out of it. And then I went to the cabinet and they're selling the reactions there.
Oh.
They're 19,000 bells for four reactions, which...
What
that
a rip
seems
off.
Like a little much, but so there.
All of
there.
You have so much so many bells burning holes in your pockets. I don't want to hear it. All of you have so much money. Meanwhile, I can't even pay on my second home that I'm trying to work on right now at 198,000 bells. I'm like struggling to get
Open
there.
Open your gates.
Adam, invite us over. We'll bring you.
No, I'm doing this alone.
Bells.
I'm doing this alone.
Oh my
She's
gosh.
Doing it alone.
I'll bring you a million bells.
I'll bring you a money tree, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I have money. I get a money tree every day.
Pocket of money trees. But
or you can sell pumpkins, stocks of pumpkins.
Yeah, get in the pumpkin biz.
I can't get pumpkins yet.
Open your gate.
Because I have to get, who do I get pumpkins from?
From
Leaf.
Yeah, he hasn't come yet. Today they're building, my resident services is being built. So tomorrow I will have official resident services.
Okay.
Instead of a
You'll
tent.
Meet Isabel. Well, yeah. So by the time this is out, we'll already be starting all this festival stuff. There's clothes in Able Sisters. There's these ogre costumes, which I feel like I need to like look up information on festival because there's ogre costumes.
It's like a mix ogre of mask. Like, yes, there's a mix of different like world regional celebrations that are being celebrated generally in festival.
Okay.
So like the special items in the ATM and in Nooks, they're all meant to, you know, represent different places.
Oh. Well.
Like the bean throwing and the game day stuff, like that's meant to be the Super Bowl. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
Groundhog's Day.
Yes. I love my little Rossetti model. I put it outside my house. For to remind me of the olden days.
So for Adam and myself. Yes, for the newbies of the game, Rossetti was a mole, construction worker mole, that if you turned off your game without saving, the next time you play, he will pop up outside your house before you are allowed to go anywhere. And for like 5 minutes, he will lecture you on why you shouldn't reset your game. And you can't get out of the conversation. It is like a long conversation that he's like, here are the things why you should never, blah, 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 blah. You should always save your game. Da, 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 da. Like just on and on and on. And that was back in the day where you had to go to a bed to save.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You had to go home and get in bed.
Get in bed.
Oh, I would never have saved my game. I feel like I always.
Miranda wouldn't even
now.
Played. She would have been like, no, it's too much work.
He's too much for me. Can't do it.
I don't want to get yelled at today.
Mm-hmm. I'm not there mentally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Could you even imagine though that if he was here, it's like every time someone asks to leave, every time campsite comes and you don't, they ask someone.
They ask for the wrong villager.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. No, ma'am.
Every time you're stuck on Moki Moki Island.
Who?
Mochi that, Mochi.
That's the one.
Oh.
That trash island.
Oh my! Literally trash. Yeah. Oh my God. But yeah, I think the biggest thing about Festival that's exciting is the reactions and also this Festival stage, which we all thought was an outdoor rug. Mm. So we were like, oh my God, convinced. You can put rugs outside. No, mama. Nope. She's a stage.
Mm. That is unfortunate.
But yeah. I think when they did the trailer, I think I'm going to emulate how they had like a Festival stage, so like a full with the lights and like the different like Festival furniture that you can create. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited. Although I'm not like, I guess it's like, I don't know. It's just, you know, it's, I don't know. It's just like a celebration to like be happy and dance. It's just a funny concept.
Yeah, the reactions are super cute. When you guys get them, oh my gosh, you're going to love them. That'll be...
I just can't believe it's still going to be snowing in February.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't it still snowing?
You live
in
Iowa. What are you talking about?
I know. We just got more snow.
I know. It's going to be snowing till April where you are.
The high next Saturday is 9.
Oh my gosh.
You guys excited to move back to the Midwest? Yeah.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. Today no. I told Adam, because I bought sweatpants yesterday, and I was like, I want to buy like one in each color, but it's going to get hot soon. And he was like, we're moving to the Midwest. I was like, yeah.
Just find them once you get there.
Yeah.
Less to move. Imagine if on Animal Crossing, when you moved in real life, you just like had like 8 boxes and then it just, you know, gets all taken. You turn off the game and the next day it's all at your new place.
I just love when villagers move in and out, especially when they move out, it's like they're sweeping all day because you know Tom Nook is like, this lot has to be empty.
Oh, there's a deposit.
Oh, yeah.
This lot has to be clear. It has come to my attention at the co-op that...
It has come to your attention, villagers?
Villagers. That a breach of privacy has been committed.
What?
I was on a private conversation with an alleged friend named Matt.
Oh.
A member of the co-op.
A member of the co-op. Well, he's in probation, so we'll see.
He's about to be our first band member.
And I confided in them that... Hamlet was just, you know, talking to me. Nothing. Just a conversation. It's not like he was asking for anything. We were just talking. And he had the nerve to take a picture to the and then post it on the co-op. So it made it look like Hamlet was asking to leave. Now, we were just having a conversation. I like was just asking him how his day was. And then he just like mentioned like, you know, I think like other, you know, it's nice like... It was so great and I wouldn't want to leave, but I'm just like thinking about what other places are out there. And if you had seen the rest of the conversation.
You told him, no, please stay on my island. Please do not move away.
You said, yes, it's a great big world out there.
So I feel like I have been, I don't know, dupe, I don't know, just
misrepresented, maybe?
Yes, absolutely. I don't want people to think that Hamlet and I have, you know, like
beef,
you know, we live very harmoniously at
no
Alien.
Allie's got Norma.
Shut up.
Yeah,
beef.
Oh my god,
come on.
So I just don't want people to think that Hamlet and I are not getting along, because we are.
Well,
I
now
recently...
he's being forced to, if he's having to stay on Iloilo. No,
no, I don't think forced to. No, I don't think that doesn't resonate.
Okay,
so
for me,
he's just stuck under some free weights in his house, so he can't move.
Make sure I talk to Hamlet, see how he's doing the next time I come and visit Iloilo. If I see anything off, I may have to file a complaint with resident services.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're just on strict lockdown right now, so we're not letting anyone in. But
it's a stay-at-home order at Iloilo.
Yes, but we will let you know when the gates will be opened. Probably it was because he lived right next to Dom, who is also another jock. So I did take care of that situation. Dom is
this
not
is going on so long. This bit
Dom
is,
does not live in Iloilo anymore. So I think that Hamlet will have a better, you know, experience now. So
seems toxic, but whatever.
Adam, I have a question for you.
Oh,
wait, say it.
No, I don't want to be here if that's what you were asking.
Oh, honey, we know you don't want to be
honey,
here.
Girl, the body language
I'm
says
so
it all.
Tired.
So you famously said that you don't time travel.
Correct.
Gorgeously. On episode one.
Oh.
Crazy for Kid, you mentioned that you time traveled for his birthday.
No, I've never time traveled.
I feel like you.
Yes, you talked about it in the first episode.
Because you missed his birthday.
You time traveled for me. No, seriously. No, genuinely. I had missed Kid's birthday. Now I know what we're talking about. I had missed Kid's birthday and RJ fixed the game so I could go. So I did not do it myself.
Fix the game.
Oh, so yeah. We're doing okay. Technicalities.
I didn't but shoplift.
Adam from Harmonia,
someone put it in my bag and I walked out.
Adam from Harmonia has never time traveled.
Well, Adam from Harmonia
is a new,
doesn't
he's
even
a new
have
person.
Resident services.
Yeah.
Adam from Harmonia can't even build a bridge.
I built.
Adam from Harmonia.
If you
Harmonia
listen to
doesn't
last week's episode, I built the bridge.
Adam from Harmonia can't even get Leaf to come.
I was just going back to our first episode just to kind of like hear what we were talking about, and
to hear what a 30 minute episode sounds like
back when that was possible.
When I heard that, my ears perked up. And then
yeah,
I went
I
and listened
that
to
happened.
The TT episode to where you talked about how you don't time travel. And I just thought that you're being misingenuous.
It just feels weird to me that you seem like you need to bring others down because you're for some reason guilty that you are time traveling. That's what's emanating from you to me right now. So I think that you need to look at your inner saboteur.
God, this is the most hostile episode of Resident Services to date.
How is everybody
weak,
my God?
The Miranda,
stock
you're
market
next, so
has everybody all wild.
You're on deck.
I travel for the pod. I do it for research.
Content.
Oh,
it's for content.
And sure. I'm fine. I'm
you sound
I'm
fine.
And I'm
I just
fine.
I just don't like someone making me feel bad by saying like, oh well, I'm too good to time travel.
But I can't make you feel bad if you are secure with yourself, honey. So you need to do some inward self-reflection.
Okay, Miss Candy Muse.
No, yeah, I actually had completely forgotten that I went to his birthday. I don't think I did anything else.
No,
I don't remember.
You literally went. You like hung
and
out.
I gave him an espresso. I gorgeously gave him an espresso maker.
That's right. Yeah,
which he prominently displayed in his home.
They don't really have a choice.
Right. Well, sometimes they disappear. Like, the stuff you give them, like, it'll switch on and off.
But when you gave that flower, when you gave that flower to Flo, boy.
Always was on her floor. that
one flower.
That one Cosmo was just on her floor. That one yellow Cosmo. Oh, my God. In a white little vase. Great.
Those little white vases you get.
No, I totally forgotten that. That's so funny. RJ had done it. I hadn't like done it. He was like, you have to do kid's birthday. And then settings.
Yeah.
Time.
He doesn't even know the words. What do you call it? The setting?
I don't know. I don't even know how to time travel.
Like how?
Yeah, like the setting. He did something with the settings, so I don't.
So yesterday, I had turnips this week, and then I forgot that I had turnips this week, and I was running around my beach, and then I saw them sitting out, and I was like,
oh, because you famously don't have room in your pockets.
Well, not that, but I was just like, I don't feel like I'm not trying to get any kind of Star Island at this point. So I was like, I'm just going to leave them out and nobody's visiting. And then I ran by them and I was like, oh, no. So I picked them all up and I ran over to Timmy and Tommy and they were like, oh, happy to buy them for 54 bells. And I was like,
I kept checking for you, but they were like 29, 24.
I remember I had checked like Thursday, like afternoon, and it was they were like 101, but I had bought them for 107, so I was like, oh, I might be like maybe tomorrow, and then I forgot to get on Friday. So
if you just had someone to fix your switch, maybe.
You know,
but we've discussed you cannot do that with turnips.
Yes, yeah, this goes into a reason. So the reason why I was time traveling is because I really wanted to double check. I could Google it probably, but I wanted to do some hard earned research. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I went ahead and time traveled back to before noon. I bought turnips. I time traveled forward. To the next day, and my turnips were fine. But then obviously then I was like, okay, well, let me time travel back to current day, and then they rotted. So if you time travel back or time travel forward with the turnips, as long as you don't pass,
it's like you get the one trip to sell.
Yeah,
them.
You get one trip and then they're gone. So I bought 10 turnips just so that I could try it out, just because I was like, I feel like I've time traveled forward and they've rotted, but at least one time forward, if you have them then you got to sell them then, or else they're going to rot. So but just don't do it, folks. It's just not worth the risk.
Yeah, we've had a couple questions about it at the co-op, and I think
If you buy your turnips and then on Sunday you go to somebody who has time traveled, I think that's the best thing, because you're not time traveling, but somebody else has time traveled on Sunday to look for good turnips.
Yeah, their game is set.
Their game is a different time.
Yeah.
So you just need 2 switches, guys.
That's the moral of literally every episode.
Just get another switch. Look, you're never going to be happy with your island, so just get another one.
Yeah.
10 villagers isn't enough.
No.
As Casey, you need 20. Yes.
You need 30.
So, speaking of villagers, Miranda, I see that you've given thought on the villagers that you are seeking.
Last week's episode, we talked about I have Fantasy Key as my island. Why don't I have like a Magic Kingdom themed villager situation going on? And obviously, like, there aren't 10 lands at Magic Kingdom, but I was like, well, obviously, like, I don't want 10 solid ones forever. I want a couple to be able to like go in and out or whatever it may be. And so I went through all of the lands of Magic Kingdom and decided who I wanted my villagers to be. And bear with me here. So
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Are you doing 6 lands? Like, are you including Liberty Square? Are you doing Storybook Circus as a separate land? Are you splitting Fantasyland into 2 areas?
That is a great question. Thank you so much. I did add Liberty Square. I did not want to add Storybook Circus because I would have an elephant, and Tia would be Fantasyland for me, and she is an elephant technically.
Gotcha.
And I kept Fantasyland as one. So
okay.
It all started with Tia. We talked about, obviously, she
teacups,
Mrs. Potts.
Fantasy. And like, even if I feel like she is a dreamy, regardless if I do this Magic Kingdom haul over. So Tia the teapot for Fantasyland. If we're gonna go, we mentioned Ribot who is the cranky robot frog for Tomorrowland.
Jock.
Oh, he's a jock.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I know.
Interesting. And then we'll just like pop over. I did Main Street USA, and Greta is a mouse who is the one who I think most resembles Minnie and Mickey.
It's the like, she has like black ears, right? Yeah. With the like bob? Is it like a bob looking thing?
Not really a bob, but yeah, she's the, hold on, let me.
She's the black, yeah. She has like the big red
cheeks.
Yeah,
she has like the dark gray ears with like the pink circles for her cheeks. Like, I feel like she's just, of all the mice, she's the one who looks the most like them. And then going over to Adventureland, I did Jitters.
Mm-hmm.
Who is
Jittles?
A bird. He's a jock bird.
A bird? Miranda.
Oh. Wow.
This is Adventureland?
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of looks like, well.
I just typed in bird. I meant to type in Jitters. For Tiki Room, Adventureland.
Sure.
May
he
I?
He looks like, Hans?
If you think of anybody else.
Fritz.
Yes.
Fritz is the green bird in Tiki Room?
May I offer, there is an eagle that is a parrot. Frank.
Oh.
Frank. An eagle that is a parrot?
Is he a jock too?
Oh.
Oh no, he's a cranky.
He's a cranky. But
he is a parrot.
His coloring, he's a green eagle, but his coloring is parrot like Frank.
Frank.
That's Frank.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
And you could probably give him like one of those like
His house is yellow.
Miranda.
Why can't we just go to the app that shows you the actual photo of the villager?
Because sometimes the fan art just gives you a better idea of their personality.
For the listeners,
that
we
would
are
make
looking
you think he is a cranky. He is not a jock.
He's not a jock, but we are
zooming in on areas I don't need zoomed in.
Oh my god. Okay. Yes. Miranda's like, why is this a part
of
the
episode? I like his house. RJ, go back to his house.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Like his exterior. It's yellow and green. It looks great.
I put Elmer, who is a horse for Frontierland.
Oh, like a horsey horse. Yep.
A burro. Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Almost like a burro, actually. He has like a droopy eyes.
Obviously, for Liberty Square, I did Apollo, who is the bald eagle. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, this is great. And then I
but then that's another
eagle.
Like, and he's a cranky too?
What?
Sorry. I didn't realize Apollo was cranky.
Yes.
That's annoying.
Because America, you know.
America.
So after I decided this, I was like, oh, this is an idea. I had a campsite villager and I went and it was Jitters. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, oh, he's not really like that cute in person. Like he has like dark green bags under his
Oh, and he's got dark eyes.
Yeah. And I kid you not, it took me a total of an hour and a half to get Jitters to come onto my island. Like I kept losing the game, whatever game he was playing, I kept losing. And then there were times he would just say no, straight up say no. And then finally, when I got him to come onto the island, he wanted Bianca. So I closed the game, came back. He wanted Fauna, closed the game, come back, wanted Judy, closed. I was like, literally, there are so many other people.
So, I could feel Fauna in her house being like, God,
I'm ready. My suitcase is here. What? And then she wakes up and she's like, what happened? I was ready.
I just had a dream. I had a dream I was going to be free.
The most wonderful dream.
So I do have him. And his home is very like Adventureland looking. It's like yellow and green. Like it's very bright and vibrant. So I put a cute little canvas outside that said Adventureland. I don't know. I'm just seeing how it works because I feel like it's going to be very difficult to do this. And
I think you could try, like, villager-wise, or are you also doing, like, landscaping?
See, that's the thing. I, like, just, like, within the last couple of months, redid my villager neighborhood. Mm. And I like how it is. Like, they're all together, and there's cute little, like, bridges for each of them. Like, and I just don't know if I have the energy or the mental capacity to then break them out into lands and put their homes in each land. Because it's like, first you would need the villagers first, and then you would do that. And I just feel like that's a year-long project.
I will say, like, before Adam reset his game, I did like his idea of grouping certain villagers together in like a cliff or like in a higher level. So it's like this neighborhood, and it's like the jock and the snooty, or the jock and the peppy together, you know, like, so I think if you wanted to do just zones like that, I think like doing levels and
the
cliffs
problem,
would be
cool. The problem that comes with that is as soon as you have a villager, like you would essentially have to always change like for like, which gets really annoying to do, especially with like sisterlies, because there's only so few of them.
Right.
It was a fun idea, but it was also like the downfall of everything for me. So,
yeah. And I feel like if we were T tiers, it would be an easier project.
Right.
But we are gorgeously not.
And I have never, ever. I myself have never personally set the time on the game.
Or whatever it's called.
Or whatever it's called. I don't even know how to, is that the right terminology even?
I don't know.
Shut up.
I have never properly TT'd before. Does that count?
Yeah.
I've never.
You almost broke your game when you did it.
I did it wrong.
If you just got the amiibos, it'd be a lot easier.
That's true. And when I went through, I don't have any of them. I have like 100 amiibos, and I don't have any of those. So
wait, hold on. Wait, sorry.
What?
Wait, when did you all of a sudden get 100 amiibos?
Oh no!
She's bringing out a binder.
She is off.
She threw her
to open up
this
is one of my stacks. I don't.
Miranda.
How many packs have you bought?
Like,
because you get 10. Is it 10 in a pack?
I don't remember.
No, you get 6 in a pack. I think I have 12 packs, which isn't 100, but oops. Well, they were all categorized, and they're not anymore, so that's fine. Everything is
categorized by what?
Personality type.
Mm. Oh, okay. Mm.
Yeah, because there's no indication on the card what personality they are. I had to look them up.
I had my book out, and I like kept putting them in. And I've done it multiple times because I keep forgetting what everybody is.
Mm. So in the same vein as you, I also was like, I had that off, you know, just kind of like throw away, like, yeah, maybe they'll all be food. And then I was like, wait, actually, let me gather up all the food villagers and see what the sitch is. So technically,
there are 8.
There are 7 there that are based on food. Like, they look like food. The 8th one was Tia, but because she's a teacup, or a teapot, I was like, okay. I will put her as optional because of vessel.
My island is all cutlery. All of the I have a knife, a spoon, a fork. I have those weird grapefruit spoons that are, like, serrated on the side.
My island is cutlery. Title of ep. I put Tia as optional because she would have been the 3rd sweet because there are 3 so many sweets.
So many sweets.
And okay, so let me just list them off. There's Chatter.
Yes.
Chatter. There's Coco, the coconut, which Adam was like, I don't see a coconut. I'm like,
I thought it was a cookie. I thought he was a cookie.
Well, first of all, she.
Coco. I thought she was a cookie.
I thought she was just a voodoo doll.
I thought she was a doll.
I didn't know she was a coconut. Mama, and RJ coconut. Treated me like I was crazy for not knowing that.
Her name is Coco. Short for coconut.
Short for cookie.
I've never called a coconut a cocoa. May I have some cocoa milk?
No.
Also, I said to RJ, I was like,
cookie.
I was shocked because I feel like her coloring is too light for a coconut. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I've never actually touched an actual coconut before. Because coconut. Again, I was born in Indiana. But I was shocked. And then he made me feel dumb about it. Anyway, we're going to therapy to this meeting.
Actually, I would love it if we went to therapy.
No.
There you go.
I'm going tomorrow.
Oh, are you really?
Physically?
Yeah. Well, like from my computer.
Oh, yay.
But they're in Austin. They're actually very close by.
Nice.
That's great.
Okay, so moving on. There's Frida, the sheep. Sheep who is French fries and a hamburger.
Yes. Oh.
She's a sisterly. There's Ketchup. Have you heard of her?
I have her amiibo.
Is a condiment a food?
I think for the amount of ketchup that I typically have on my plate, like when I'm having my french fries, it is a food.
She looks like a tomato.
She doesn't look like a ketchup bottle, girl.
If only she did.
That would be hysterical.
Okay.
Speaking of ketchup, go ahead and visit our shop. Get a ketchup shirt.
Yes.
Thank you, Adam. I already have meringue and sucker, but tangy is the tangerine.
Tangy, yeah.
And that's pretty much it. So in that group, there is no smug, no cranky. No, chatter is a smug. In that group, there is no jock, no cranky, no snooty. So I was like, okay, let me not do Tia and then just get three.
Did you do Tamara?
So I had to kind of like rethink, okay, if I'm not doing Tia, then I will do two, the other three that have like names that are food, which is the closest. So Pancetti is a snooty pig. T-Bone is a cranky bull.
Oh my gosh.
And Hamlet, because he's not allowed to leave.
Oh, so, I was going to say you could get Biscuit.
Oh, Biscuit.
Yeah, I have Biscuit right now, so I could just keep him.
Anyway. Well, gorgeously, my dad named my hamster Hamlet because he said if the hamster got out one more time, he was going to make him into an omelet. And so then he started calling him Hamlet.
Oh, so it's not a Hamlet reference.
Sorry, quick question.
Because the entire time I was like, if he gets out one more time, he will become a ghost like Hamlet's father.
How does one take an animal that is not an egg and make it into an omelet?
He's going to cook him into an omelet. Like he's going to
put him in an omelet.
Oh, just like
throw like him. Yeah, like Hamlet.
Toppings.
Gorgeously like omelets have. Yes,
like a Denver omelet, filling. But not ham.
Yeah, he's going to murder the hamster.
I think the main point is that the hamster will die.
Yes, because he kept escaping from his cage. Oh. So he was kind of a jock.
They're always working out in that little.
So so that was Virgil's pun, Hamlet omelet.
It's time to ask Resident Services. Every week, we answer your messages with our unqualified advice for your Animal Crossing island. So we have a question from @JareInWonderland, who I believe they're also in the co-op, right?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
I was wondering if you all could go over how to set up a flower garden and get hybrid flowers on the podcast. I feel like I get to a point and I can't get the green mums, purple hyacinths, and blue roses. Oh. I'm not sure where to submit my question to Ask Resident Services.
You're not able to submit it to Fantasy Key because, gorgeously, Fantasy Key has never bred either of any of those.
You cannot submit it to Horizons because even when
Horizons is dead, first of all.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Horizons also attempted it though.
Horizons had
little plots.
Yes, that never actually did anything. So I said, "Husband, you have all these flowers. Bring some over to my island. Bring me the flowers. Bring me her heart in this box." That was a Snow White.
I got it.
Isn't the anniversary today?
I think I kind of go by, it's really funny because when I will say without doing flower beds and just letting them like put them like honestly like naturally, all of a sudden they will just like populate like no one's business. Especially now I feel like in the snow, I am getting so much like flower activity breeding going on.
Should we just talk about then the official like best practices to breed flowers? Like have your friends come over, have them use their watering can. Yes.
That's probably the best one. I would think we need to do flower breeding parties.
That's
water,
a good idea.
Flower water parties.
I don't want to do that, though.
I need purple
flower power parties.
Flower power parties.
I would be happy to bring over some blue roses and green mums.
That's your solution. I have these flowers.
I just have them.
Post on the co-op.
Here you go.
And we will drop off these flowers. Famously, Casey has too many flowers. That's why. Did I use that correctly? Too many flowers? Hmm? Too much flowers.
Yes,
I need
too
many flowers.
Too many
flowers. Because I also need purple wind flowers. I need purple wind flowers. I need purple hyacinths.
Oh, you've never gotten purple wind flowers and hyacinths?
No. And then I've also just like given up on breeding them because now I just have one of every color of every breed that I have in a garden. So they like are unable to breed. But like there's a plot to the left of my home that is like my breeding area. And it is just like disgusting right now. It's just a bunch of black and orange roses because I've been trying to breed
get this blue rose
and I just don't go and pluck them or dig them up anymore because I'm over it.
It's annoying. Like someone at the I did have someone at the co-op give me blue roses and they're like, and yeah, they were like, oh, now that you have them they'll just grow all the time. No, girl.
Oh, mine do.
No,
mine are all over.
Black roses everywhere. Black roses for the whole island. Truly. Gold roses even. Sure. Blue.
Not a blue?
Still have my original five. And they are in a plot by themselves with like red roses around it. And it's all X.
I hope you're a fool and accidentally put like a transparent pavement down all around them and you didn't realize it.
I don't know why they won't breed. I don't know why they won't breed. RJ, this is a blue windflower.
Yeah, I've got all kinds of blue roses. Mm. I brought some over to Pizza Rizzo. We're just having a great time.
So that's your solution? Have this person get a second switch too?
That'll work.
This week our advice is to get a second switch.
Estimated cost around $260.
Go to eBay. You can buy them on eBay. Someone comes right over.
Or
some, like 13-year-old
switch. I was like, girl, I'm not gonna buy a switch on eBay.
Oh no.
Girl,
no. Buy your flowers.
But also remember that one of the most important themes of the game is sharing. So it is important to share with your friends. So if you have friends who do have extra flowers, like my husband did, and I said, I did not ask. I said, bring me some flowers. I think that is a valid way to get flowers as well. Do not feel like you not having bred them yourself means that they're somehow less than.
Because
that's
the algorithm
true.
Is, it's like a 2% chance to get this blue rose.
It is very hard.
Yeah.
On purpose.
I feel like Animal Crossing really does try to get you to go and visit other people's islands. So definitely pairing with... I would mention it to the co-op and have a party one night where you open up or somebody else opens up and you go and you water each other's flowers, you pluck your extra flowers.
I mean, that's one of the point, that's or not one of the points, one of the reasons they design like multiple variants on an object that you have to buy. Because so then you, if you want to get all the variants, you have to go to people's islands.
Yeah. Like the default items that we get that you only get one color in your game. That's our solution. Open your gate.
Open your purse. Yeah, put up a dono code and
we'll bring our cans.
Bring your cans and your flowers.
We're going to take a quick break and when we come back, we're going to go into our town hall. That sound means it's time for the town hall. This is when your resident representatives have 1 minute to address their island villagers in proclamation.
I'll go first.
Great. Miranda, your town hall starts now.
Attention villagers, and specifically my villager, Flurry. Flurry, I know that your birthday was coming up. I loved getting a little message that said Flurry's birthday is coming up on January 30th. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. Flurry, of course, has a winter birthday. I was all excited. On the morning of the 28th, you came up to me and asked me to do a task for you. So our friendship grew. Well, it almost grew because at that point on the 28th, I went to the campsite and I tried to get, as we all know, jitters to come. And when he offered you, I said yes, knowing very well, first of all, that I had just completed a task for you. And also your birthday is 2 days away. So I made you move 2 days before your birthday. I really hope you found a home to go and celebrate on your birthday and you weren't celebrating by yourself. But listen, it's a pandemic. Everybody's birthdays are celebrated a little bit differently. So I apologize.
That's 1 minute. This poor hamster.
What a beautiful example of a non-apology.
I just have to justify my actions. I've spent way too many times feeling bad about my actions in the past, and I'm just going to own up to it.
Barbie says stop apologizing.
Yeah, stop apologizing. Thank you.
I just think Flurry, you're free.
Flurry's sitting somewhere in the void with all of her boxes.
Swirling.
Cupcake. Just singing.
She's playing KK Birthday on a little stereo by herself, crying a single shed.
Her birthday's today, or was it yesterday?
It was yesterday.
It was yesterday. Gorgeously, I like texted Miranda and was like, hey, Flurry's birthday. And she's like, girl, she's gone.
She's gone. Like, oh,
she left.
Poor Flurry. Yeah.
And I did feel bad because I was like, I had to go give Bianca a present for her. And I did go and give Bianca the present, but I didn't go then like complete the task and tell Flurry. And so I wonder what would have happened if I went, I don't know, if I offered to let her move before. Yeah. And then if I had the birthday or the present for Bianca still in my pocket. I should, yeah.
Do a little TT.
No.
It's too late.
Too late.
It's too late.
It's TL to TT. Did you already get her photo though?
Yes.
Okay. So great. Screw her. Yeah, bye for it.
Winter is over in my
winter
mind.
Winter is over. Yeah. Oh well.
I'll go next.
RJ, this is your town hall. And your time begins now.
Attention villagers, specifically to my lovely, also wintertime villager, Aurora, my penguin, very sweet penguin. I have gorgeously said on the podcast before that because of the penguin's physical appearances, really the sweaters are the only good clothing that I get that they look good in. So I just kind of like instinctively, when I see a sweater, I give it to Aurora. She already gave me her photo, but it's just, you know, to like make her feel good, have gifts constantly. Girl, if I have already given you the pink pom-pom sweater, say something. Not only are you wearing the pink sweater when I go to your house, but there's already one right here. And then also when it was your birthday and I was like, oh, her house is all ice stuff. I was like, let me make her a snowman. Girl, I walk in there and there is another snowman already there. You have to tell me that you have these things. And that's my time.
Oh.
Say something.
I know the sweets are like, I know the sweets are like, you know, they're very nice, but they have to like say
they're
if like, I
they're too
it.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I Thank walk in. She's wearing so her pink much. Pom-pom sweater. There's another one right there with her two snowmen. So I'm like, girl, you got to say something because there's so many things going on in Iloilo. I'm a busy representative. I just, you know. Yeah.
Just too sweet.
She's too sweet. She looks good in the sweaters, though. So looks great in the sweater.
And that's what matters.
Yeah. I'll go.
Oh, Adam.
I have nothing to say, but I'll figure it out as soon as I start.
Okay, Adam.
The theme.
Your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. How are you doing on Harmonia? We have some new villagers on the island. We have the one with the feathery tail. Antonio? No, Annalisa. Annalisa, honey. Annalisa's on the island. We have the alligator. That's Alfonso.
Alfonso.
And we have the bird. Piper. So we're doing great. This isn't really necessarily going to be a read for anybody. I just want to lay down some ground rules since you're new to the island. I am the resident representative, so any creative decisions that you think you have to be approved through me. So before you go, and that includes the interior of your home. So if you feel like you want to put some nonsense in there, you just have to check with me first, because I do have creative control of this island. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
And that's a minute of a description.
That was the longest minute of my life.
Yeah.
Thank you for that description of Harmonia.
Also, can I put out a... If you guys ever want to hear your attention villagers, yeah! I will be happy to read it. Yes. In lieu, I will give up my time to yes. you. We've done happy to do that.
Yes, we've done it once before, and people in the co-op have mentioned it. So this is the official, if you have
call
one,
to action.
Yes, call to action. If you have one, feel free to leave us a voice message or write it in the co-op saying, hey.
Or DM. Or DM on yeah. Instagram.
Say, mm-hmm. I have a town hall that I would love for you to express. And you can say your island names, your villagers. You know, we have no shame in naming names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be so fun. Yeah. I sent the link in the co-op to someone because perfect. I was like, please, we'd love to hear it. Because, you know, I don't know. There's only so many times I can talk about Miss Ketchup. Or are there? There's
but
only
she keeps acting up, so like, you know.
There's only so many times I can make one up on the spot before I have fully
run out.
Yeah,
this one was bad.
We're almost there. We're almost there, guys.
All right, Casey, bring it on home. Okay. Your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. This one is for Sally, who we are all about squirrels. Squirrels run the world. Bring back my squirrels. You are so cute, but you are so tiny, and you are never in your home. When is the last time I've gotten on, and I get on at all random hours, you ain't home. And you know what? And you're never just like walking around in, you know, in front of resident services in the plaza. No, you are always like tucked away somewhere so far, or like in the museum. And I don't have time for this because I'm just trying to get my, you know, get my gift to you so I can get the photo. And so that's where I was coming from this week. And then what happens when I time traveled today and I talked to you twice in a day? I got your photo. So you can keep walking anywhere. I don't care anymore. Thank you so much.
Wow. A journey. Look at that.
Sally. I was like, this squirrel
and she's
is never home.
Gorgeous. She's always selling those seashells.
All over the place.
Right by that seashore.
Yeah, so, but I got the photo today, so I celebrated, and I'm ready for this suite to go.
I'm so happy for you, getting the photo.
Are you, Miranda?
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it.
I'm happy.
Pizza Rizzo has a whole wall of photos.
Oh, Harv came to my island the other day for the first time. That like weird one time he shows up, so then he's like, come to my island. I haven't done it yet.
Did you?
Because I was waiting for all five to finally get there so I could take them all over together.
Was he there for work?
Yeah, he was.
Or was he golf? Was he golfing?
He said, yeah, I'm about to.
He was supposed to meet a friend to golf, but then they bailed on him, so he did golf alone.
Because his baby was teething.
A very specific story that I made up just now. It's not even real.
Improv. All right. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and on Twitter at ResidencePod. You can also find us on YouTube. Just search Resident Services Podcast and you'll see all of our video content for the show. Make sure you subscribe as more content will be coming in the future. Woo-hoo. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen. And while you're there, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review so we can get our Lilies of the Valley. We have another review. This one is from Carter Sarah Jane. 12 out of 10. I am late to the AC.
Oh, I literally thought it meant December 10th. Oh.
12:10.
I am late to the Animal Crossing New Horizons game. I was convinced I wouldn't like it since I don't enjoy most video games. Then my best pal Gilles showed me her island. My best pal Gilles showed me her island back in October and says she saw the exact moment I fell in love with the game. I was in her museum. I bet it was the butterflies. I bet mm-hmm. it was the butterflies. Mm-hmm. She then surprised my fiance and I with a Switch that very weekend. Whoa, wait, hold on.
Wait, no, Jill, hold on.
Jill.
You missed my birthday, Jill.
You also missed Christmas.
Jill, famously, there are people on the podcast looking for us.
Yes. We, in fact, our anniversary is coming up in March. So if you just want to send us a little.
That's so funny. And they have literally not stopped playing since. Anyway, she also introduced me to the co-op group on Facebook, and I instantly downloaded and binge listened to all the episodes. I absolutely love this podcast. It's informative and hilarious all at the same time, and I look forward to every episode. I also think I'm just obsessed with Casey because I'm highly invested in her single rider pod as well. Anyway, thank you guys for making this podcast and creating such an awesome community on Facebook. Love you guys and can't wait for the next episode. Thank you.
Thanks for the review,
and thank you, Jill. For telling your friend, Jill.
Yes.
For buying your friend a Switch.
Spread the word.
Yeah. So, Jill. Tell your friend's mom. Tell your friend's cousins.
Yeah.
So, Jill, when you tell five friends about the podcast, you then
send out five Switches.
Five Switches. Mm-hmm. Then you get promoted above. Okay.
You get a crew
Are you making this an MLM?
Instead of a hey hun DM, it's a hey villager.
Yes.
Hey there, villager.
Are you looking to be a boss, babe?
Long time no talk.
Do you want to run your own island?
How would you like a pink Corvette?
How would you like your own airline?
Oh my god.
As no the regional director. The only you know what? Everybody needs a path.
Yeah.
And we all have to find our own in our own way.
And everyone's working from home. So you know what?
And I think there are definitely some villagers in Animal Crossing that are 100% people that would work in MLMs.
I feel like I've seen that post where it was like, what villager is what MLM?
Yes. Yeah.
Herbalife are the
jocks. Who was that one hamster that showed up? Soleil does MLM for sure.
Soleil is Mary Kay.
Yes.
Soleil is Mary Kay, honey. Mm-hmm. With those cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good for her. Arbonne. So well. Arbonne herself, Soleil.
Oh my god. Well, don't forget, if you've written us a review, make sure to screenshot and DM us and we'll send you your very own Resident Services sticker. Miranda, Casey, thank you so much for joining me in this episode. Adam.
Oh. Adam, we were
I guess you were apparently
Adam, you were also in this episode. Thanks everyone for listening. This is Resident Services signing off. Our new theme music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify, SoundCloud, or YouTube under Closed on Sunday. To contact, DM them on Instagram at Closed on Sunday with two Y's at the end.
Voices, building worlds, the Ampliverse.